Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from a hotel room in Rosemont, Illinois, where I'll be performing tonight at Zany's Comedy Club, adjacent to Toby Keith's. I fucking love this fucking bar and grill and shit. Last night I did two insanely fun and delicious shows at the Firebird in St. Louis. The deliciousness was provided by the Gorilla, G-U-E-R-I-L-L-A, street food truck that was parked outside the club all night long. And I'm going to have to go back to St. Louis and do a road ep of Dining with Doug and Karen with those guys, because their food is delicious. I recommend highly, as I do everything. Everything I recommend is highly, but I recommend the Flying Pig. Thanks also to Raj Desai and Anthony Jeselnik for doing sets in the late show. They were in town doing a show earlier in the evening, so they came by, and that was a nice surprise for everyone. And we played the Leonard Maltin game with audience members after both shows. Plus, in one of them, we did a speed round of Bane or Lincoln with Dark Knight Rises superfan Graham, the bane of my existence, Elwood. And I will play the subpar audio from those shows. I think this first one doesn't sound... The second one sounds better than the first one, I think. But they're both... It's kind of hard to make stuff out sometimes. But I'll play it for you anyway at the end of this mini. Oh, and from the corrections department, the character of Bane has been in another movie. It was Batman and Robin. But the less said about that film, the better. I can't believe I just called that a film. Now it's time for Doug's Plugs! Burbank, California. We're taping a Doug Loves Movies this Thursday, May 9th at Flappers Comedy Club. It's a 90-minute ep with three or more special, I'm talking special guests. These are all people who are currently featured in basic cable television shows. Schedules permitting, of course. Boise, Idaho, Saturday, May 10th, I'll be bringing the grating whistler, Graham Elwood, to the Knitting Factory, so bring your name tags. And the same goes for you, Denver. We'll be at the Comedy Works at 420 on Mother's Day. Yay! Stoners, blow off your moms and come on down. Or bring them. I don't give a shit. I'll talk dirty in front of your mom. Here's last night's shows in St. Louis. Love you guys. Love the Firebird. Hope everybody's having a great Cinco de Mayo. Did I say Mayo? I meant Hi-O.
Shut up, Graham. It's time to play the Leonard Maltin game. Yeah! I mean, don't shut up the whole time. You need to play.
Oh.
I just meant right then.
Oh,
do we have some name tags in the crowd?
Oh, shit!
Shizzle Lambert from the Los Angeles Podcast Festival.
Then
There's some good ones. Oh my god.
The festival.
This is amazing. Holy shit. It's Apocalypse Now, but your name is Caleb, so it's
my face.
A Caleb Zips now.
Caleb is now. And it's his face, it's Colonel Kurtz. Love it.
I like it a lot. Are those gluten-free what you're holding?
Nope. Davey goes down.
I love when people light up their sign with their phone.
That's smart.
You have to. Pretty genius.
This guy just wrote fucking
Rachel's
pizza.
Got her name on her phone.
Weed, candy, pizza. Oh, wow. You are trying to find
this
is
the guy with a big picture of Paul F. Tompkins.
Oh, nice.
Interesting choice. I don't know why Graham would pick that.
Jan Joe.
So another right. Rachel over there.
TIE Fighter. His name is. Your name's Fighter. Graham, I challenge you. Also, my name is Jim.
Whoa. Oh, that's an impressive sign.
That is an impressive sign. Taken 2. Nice.
Who do you want to play, Graham? Who do you want to play against?
These are amazing. There's so many. That's a box of granola. Challenge you also, my name is Jim, alright?
He seems really fired up.
You guys did a great job with the name tags, by the way. You're amazing.
Welcome, Jim.
How you doing? Oh, he's got Dark Knight Rises. Outstanding shirt choice, my friend.
Yeah.
Hold up your name tag the entire time and take your pants off.
Do you think you're gonna control this game?
I think there's a good chance.
Do you feel such an awesome set.
I wonder what will break first.
Oh!
Did you just say, I wonder what's for breakfast?
Yeah, I wonder. They call it breakfast.
Here's what you're playing for, Jim.
I was Lincoln. I was doing Lincoln. That was absolutely me.
Me or Lincoln.
Yeah, I was Lincoln. President, thank you, sir.
Here's what you're playing for, Jim. And if you lose, we'll get somebody else up here until we have a winner or until time runs out, which is 8 minutes from now. You can win a $10 iTunes gift card, which you can use to buy premium episodes of Douglas Movies, Comedy Film Nerds, and Benson Interruption. You already own them all?
Yeah.
Well, buy something else with it. That's cool. Also in the prize bag, a red cup. Nothing says party like a red cup, so I thought you should have one.
Party, 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 red cup.
Like, if you drive with one and hold it up the whole time, you'll definitely get pulled over. So just be completely sober and just holding up a red cup. Get pulled over and have a laugh. And a copy of Smug Life, of course. And Graham, what are you going to contribute?
I'll give a copy of my CD, the Pulp Strike Dance Party.
All right, yeah, so just... See us over at the good old merch table after the show. If you win, Jim. If you win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now is not the time for fear.
That was Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
Now is not the time for fear.
I was trying to do the old Batman, but it was terrible. That was supposed to be Adam West.
Wow.
There was more Nicolas Cage and Kick-Ass. I hope there's a flashback in Kick-Ass 2 and Nick Cage is in it.
They got it.
I hope so.
He's going to talk for... You know, I hope they do something where he disappears like Obi-Wan and talks to her like when she's sleeping. You know?
I was thinking more like training flashbacks, but that would be good.
No.
You know how to play, right, Jim?
Yeah.
All right. Audience members, do not yell out if you think you have an answer to one of these.
Boo.
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 Boo. No yelling out.
We like ruining things.
It's my favorite. Would you like Beverly Hills Flop? That's movies where Eddie Murphy starred, but Leonard Maltin gave it 2 stars or less. Yes, most of his movies. I'll help you out. It's not 48 Hours or Beverly Hills Cop. First two out of the gate were pretty good.
Okay. Any of the others?
Or would you like The Hurt Focker? And that's movies where Ben Stiller gets injured.
I don't understand.
Or In Theaters Now, which of course is movies that are in theaters now, which is a lot of people like to pick it, but Graham sees all movies that are in theaters now, so he's good at it.
Yes!
Where Ben Stiller gets hurt.
Yeah, Ben Stiller is injured in this film. Please, I know some people have had some drinks here tonight, so just don't yell out if you think you know. Just whisper to the person next to you and feel so proud of yourself. 1998, two stars from Leonard for this movie that he says that, he says the extended version runs 130 minutes. Yeah, that's a terrible clue. And then he also says that it is, that the movie drags on. So he complains it drags on and then says there's an even longer version. And, of course, Ben Stiller gets injured, and there are about 10 names are listed in the cast of this movie. How many do you think you can get it in, Jim?
Well, let's start with 10.
Wow, not as cocky as a Snyder. I will go with 7.
I can do it in 5.
Oh, Jim!
Graham's thinking about it.
Name that movie.
How many names does he get?
5.
Oh, he's gonna name it. Yeah, he is. I know what it is. He's gonna name it.
I saw it. Shit. All right, 4.
Okay, in that case, you should say name it, and then Graham won't get it. I'll give him the 5 names. They are Jonathan Richman, Keith David, Marky Post, Jeffrey Tambor, and Lynn Shay. Lynn Shay from 1998. Ben Stiller gets injured, and it is called, give him the mic, Graham. What's it called, Jim?
Gremlins 2?
Don't say Gremlins 2 in the audience.
No, we're only out.
Any other title. Because it's, or Gremlins 1.
Sure, Jim!
Jim,
I say Gremlins 2.
3, 2, name a Ben Stiller movie. Any Ben Stiller movie. Any Ben Stiller movie.
Zoolander.
Would it help you at all if I said that he gets his dick caught in his zipper? Let's pick somebody else, Graham.
Graham, Rachel. Ladies and gentlemen, Rachel. Why don't you just jump up there, kid?
I like that.
You really should have 2 shirts. That's an awesome place. It's a great Star Wars day.
Yeah, it's Calvin and Hobbes on a TIE fighter, right? Or something?
Those aren't the droids you're looking for.
Alright. And what's your name, Rachel? Thank you, Rachel.
She's got a Bane fucking rat.
Lego. Oh, it's a Lego version of Bane on a piece of paper.
I have the freezer fuses here. Sign up to recognize your own failure. How this riffing is made, how this being talking shit.
Alright, here's your options, Rachel.
Hold my finger.
Would you like take control of your city?
Take control, Cyclone.
And that's movies where there's a mayoral race. Or are we Are We There Yet? That's movies that take place in Russia.
It's still a Soviet Union to me, man.
Or Jeopardy. And that's movies where there's a question mark in the title. Question mark in the title. Or Russian movies for a mayoral race. Which one would you like to play?
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy. She's selected Jeopardy.
Let me ask you one quick question. Would you pick the Jeopardy category, you know, if you had it to do all over again, would you pick it if you knew that the movie was from 1972?
Yes.
All right, pick another category.
Oh, bullshit! Bullshit!
No, who is it? Russia and...
Russia or a mayoral race?
Race.
Now I gotta find it. Where the hell did it go? Okay, here we go.
Maybe it's the 1970s.
This movie is from 1985.
Yes.
So, a little Leonard. 3 stars from Leonard. He says this movie is about a teenager, and he also says that it was followed by 2 sequels and an animated TV series. Why are you yelling out answers? Why would you do that? Like, why would you even think that that would please me in any way? And there are 12 names. Like, right now we're thinking about whether or not we would do an actual Doug Loves Movies here, and the answer is no, because there's people that will show up and yell out answers. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's murder those people. Probably just came to see a comedy show, this game show element surprised them, and they thought, we'll out ruin it.
They're zombies. They live in that goddamn abandoned fucking parking garage, they've been eating pigeons, and now they're coming here and they can't handle words.
12 names, Rachel. 12, good opening bits.
Wow, out of the gym handbook of aggression. I will say 9.
Seven.
6. 5.
1985.
And let me just say,
which was 10 years before you were born.
She said 5 names?
She said 5 names.
Okay.
I'm
excited. Excited. You want to see
a great poker face.
He wants to watch you name it. And before you do that, I'm going to say that we've run out of time, so no matter what happens, you're going to win the prizes.
Is that fun? Everybody wins, except Jim.
Give Jim something. Here's the deal, Jim. If she...
she gets it wrong and you can get it right, I'll give you my CD.
In negative two.
In negative two.
You'll give up 2 CDs tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not both to Jim.
One for Rachel and one for Jim. I have confidence in you, though, Rachel. Because the names are Jason Hervey, Billy Zane, Casey Simasco, James Tolkien, and Thomas F. Wilson. The movie has a mayoral race in it. And it's from 1985. And it's called...
Come on, Rachel. Come on.
You can do it, Rachel.
Yeah,
that's right!
Awesome! Nice!
Jim, what order would you have gone on negative two?
Okay, Fox, Christopher Lloyd.
That's correct. But, you know, she got it, so he doesn't get shit. He doesn't get anything. But thank you, Jim. Yeah, oh, that's a good idea. That's a great idea. Here's, take your prize bag. Thank you so much, Rachel, for playing. Yeah. The fact that Thomas F. Wilson is so lowly billed on that was a good, that helped her out a lot, I'm sure, because those other names are probably wouldn't give it away. Anyway, thanks a lot, you guys. One more time for Brad Elwood. successfully recorded that, but man, yelling out Teen Wolf was really shitty, because that's a pretty good clue. Do you yell Teen Wolf all the time? Is that like your go-to? Because like, when I'm in a situation, I just yell out True Grit. That's my go-to yell out. Are you guys ready for some Leonard Maltin games? Let's see what's in the bag. Here, Graham, can you just pull these out of the bag and I'll describe them as you whip them out of the hotel laundry bag. There's a t-shirt from our friends at the food truck. It's outside. Gorilla Street Food. Yeah. Gorilla G-U-E. You know the rest of it. But no, not G-O-R-I-L-L-A. I thought we were going to be eating gorilla. And I was disappointed that the food was so good I was back again. And there's another one. There's two of them. I think there's two different sizes.
Two different logos, too.
Oh, okay, great. So there's, and Graham and I each got one, so thank you to them. And thank you to them for being out there tonight and providing some delicious treats.
Oh, some red wine.
From the last, those are grapevines from the an audience member in the last show. Knows that I like grapevines, gave me a big bag of them, and just looking at this big bag of them is making me sick. So I was like, let's just give them away. Oh, and two tickets to see, this is also courtesy of Gorilla Street Food, this is to see Iron Man 3 tomorrow night here in St. Louis at 7 o'clock. It doesn't say the name of the theater.
The Moolah Theater, that's where I saw it today. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, there you go. So you, the winner better not have plans tomorrow night. And then there's a iTunes gift card for $10. You can get premium episodes of those movies and comedy film nerds and Best Interruption and my CD, Smug Life. Which very soon I'll be giving away the next one.
Yeah. Oh, and I'll throw in a copy of my CD, Paul Strike Dance Party.
Paul Strike Dance Party!
Dance Party, Paul Strike.
Brilliant name tags in the audience!
Let's see it! Wow! What? You have a toy?
Fireworks!
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my god, that guy's fine. I got fireworks, man.
Waiting out on stage.
Fireworks! Set it on fire!
But if he also has porn, would you let him up here?
Sure.
Sick. Bill Cosby eating what?
Ice cream?
And your name is Bill? Or ice cream? What's his name?
Jason.
Jason?
What the fuck does that have to do with Bill Cosby eating ice cream?
The whole thing is confusing. This seems more thematically accurate. What is that one? Can you make it out?
Mona Dina Smile.
Oh, your name's Dina, and you changed Lisa to Dina. Good job.
You're an art historian?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't know why I'm throwing your profession in there.
I have a PhD, so
I'm smarter than everyone here, by the way.
I was magna cum laude. That has nothing to do with the Dragon's movies, but you're not.
I don't care how loudly you coom.
God damn it.
No, listen. Oh, where am I? What's happening?
Bloody balls against fence.
All right, pick somebody, Graham.
All right, you with the LA Podcast Festival banner, you come on up here. Give them a big round of applause.
This is a chance to plug the LA Podcast Festival. But you gotta bring your badge with you. That's
your name to help you.
Yeah, we need you to have that.
Hey, Graham, get a load of these.
Oh, did you see the balls on that guy?
This guy's got nice balls.
Fucking elephant hyacinths of the...
I saw him walking. He was like, let's go, Gary.
Please, more funny
Hey, can you guys hear this?
I'm recording this. What's your name?
Susan.
Susan, name tag?
Susan, now you guys came over.
Does it say Susan on here?
No. No.
For people listening at home, y'all just whipped his dick out. That's what. She didn't write her name on it.
Susan. She said she didn't. That's why she's on it. Okay, so Susan, and you're familiar with how to play Leonard Maltin game, and you had a good time at the LA Podcast Festival, I take it?
Are you going to come back this October 4th through the 6th? It is available at lapodfest.com.
Yes, I am.
Yeah! Are you going to bring this guy's balls?
All right. Yes, I am.
She's like, I'll bring her boobs.
Let me tell you, in both cases, put them in the check bag, not the carry-on.
Yeah.
Learned it the hard way.
You don't want to check them all back. I'm going to say that right now. That's an extra $30 you don't want to spend.
All right, you get to pick a category, and this is just between Susan and Graham. So, audience members, please don't attempt to participate in yelling out things like Teen Wolf, like they did in the last show. The Phantom Dennis. That's movies where Dennis Leary is heard but not seen. Dolphin Lundgren, that's movies with a dolphin, Dolph Lundgren, or both. I want to give you at least one category that's not totally obnoxious, but they're all pretty bad. Yeah, this one's the worst one of them all. A Bug's Life, and that's movies that have Flea in them. For Red Hot Chili Peppers. He's been in some movies. The first one, that was too long ago for me to remember. No, it was Phantom Dennis. Dennis Leary is heard but not seen.
Phantom.
Okay.
Phantom Dennis. That's the one we're going to pick. Ladies and gentlemen, Phantom Dennis.
Okay, this is from 1998. 3.5 stars from Leonard Maltin. He calls this movie terrific. And he also says that it is consistently clever and funny, overflowing with gags and visual ideas. Yeah. And he lists 13 participants in this, performers in this motion picture. How many names do you think will take you, Susan, to discern the title of this film?
Three.
Three names is all she was!
Wow. Three names.
Yeah.
That is bold, Susan.
Susan came to play.
Damn.
Graham Elwood is Susan for a bruising.
Don't laugh at that. You encourage that kind of behavior. You're encouraging that behavior, and it doesn't help anybody.
You're Susan for a bruising, Graham Elwood.
We're in San Diego. We were walking down the street in San Diego, and there was a bar called the Double Deuce, and it's in this gas lamp district, right? And it's packed, all the bars are crowded, and no one's in that bar. And Doug goes, you know why no one goes into that bar? Because they don't give two shits. He said that.
Yeah, that should be their slogan. Nobody gets two shits about the Double Deuce. Say yesterday when we were waiting for the flight at the airport and a couple guys with toupees walked by.
Oh, they're both German.
Oh, they were, yeah, we heard their accents were German. What'd you call them?
Oh, fuck, I can't remember. Like, is it German toupee festival or something like that?
I don't know. That was a terrible setup for you. They were German, they had toupees. What'd you say?
No. Somewhere else in my language.
So how many? She said three.
I was giving the audience some jokes.
Yeah, you were giving yourself some time to fucking think, is what you were doing. I'm on to you and your games.
All right, I gotta, you can name that movie.
Okay, Susan, here's your three names. You seem confident. I'm hoping you know what you're doing. Your three names are Alex Rocco, Edie McClurg, and Bonnie Hunt.
Ice Age.
What's it called?
Ice Age.
See, I was afraid that you were going to say that. It's, and it's funny that I just said it a few minutes ago. It's A Bug's Life. Yeah.
A little overconfident, Marcus.
Yeah, she was crazy cocky. Dennis Leary was one of the voices in Bug's Life. But thank you for playing, Susan.
But Graham, before we get another contestant up here, because I promised everybody an extra good show tonight.
Yeah, you know, Susan, she's just fucking just knocking shit over. Like, the worst loser ever. God damn it. This is bullshit. Every movie should be Ice Age. Fuck you. I keep your goddamn festival all the fucking stupid. She's not that drunk. But they got really nice balls left. Hey, nice balls. Say that to a man.
Okay, Graham, we're going to play You and I. This is just between us.
All right.
I've often said on the podcast that I can't play Bane or Lincoln when Graham is a guest because he will be too good at it, and I'm going to prove it to you now by reading off all the ones we've done already and watching him know exactly which movie each one of these is from. Lincoln or Bane, all right? Are you ready, Graham?
Yes.
Here we go, speed round.
Are you afraid of what lies ahead?
Lincoln.
Correct. The great day of reckoning is nigh upon us. The great day of reckoning is nigh upon us.
They never said nigh. That is Abraham Lincoln.
Lincoln when he said that.
said that?
We go on.
Yeah, that was me. No, that was Lincoln. Bane would never say, I can't listen to this anymore. He would just stop listening to it.
Yeah. He would just walk away.
Yeah, he'd just be like, I'm leaving and you're still talking.
He just fucking shoot him like those guys. He's like, following. He just pushes that guy into the fucking river, into the thing.
Enjoy the back of my fancy coat.
Star Wars Episode 1, because it is.
May the Force be with you!
May the Force be with you!
It's the fifth now, actually.
Well, it's still the fourth.
Don't say that in booze, especially. May the fifth be with you.
Well, in California, it's still the fourth. There you
California!
Go. No doubt about it! What?
This is shitty!
This is Bobby, everybody.
Bobby!
That's a stupid sign.
Lincoln. Okay, Bobby. Would you like Dolphin Lundgren? You heard the setup earlier. Or Ski Fall? That's a James Bond movies where he skis. And
all of them.
And not for Arquette-phobes, and that's the films of the Arquette acting dynasty. Courtney Cox, David. Schmitty Arquette.
Manny.
Which one of those do you want to play, Bobby?
I'll go with the last one.
Yeah. All right. Well, what was the last one? Arquette folks.
All right, folks.
Finally played that tag. And Bobby, I'm proud to say that no matter what happens, you win.
Bobby Lou.
2.5 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie from 2006. He says that this movie is narrated by an uncredited Jeremy Irons. Yeah, and he also says that the lead actor is perfectly cast as the clueless hero. And he lists 10 names. How many names do you think you can get in, Bobby? In the category of
Arquette-phobes. 14.
I go
6. 6, he says.
6 names.
Yeah, the person in the audience who suggested 14 is stupid.
That'd be great.
Now he's correct.
I'm sorry, you're stupid.
It's incorrect, dumbass.
Your face makes me retarded. Next question.
All right, we're cutting that one out.
All right. Oh, we'll leave it in.
Five names.
I'll go 4.
I'll go name it, Bobby.
Oh, shit, Bobby.
Let's go, Bobby.
Let's go, Bobby. I feel kind of good about this, Bobby. Do you like movies?
Yeah.
He loves movies. All right, your 4 names are.
And again, it's from 2008.
I may have said 6 earlier, that's why I'm talking now. It's 2008. Did you have something else in mind?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, 2008, I'll tell you again, 2008, narrated by an uncredited Jeremy Irons, and the lead performer is perfectly cast as the clueless hero. And your 4 names are Marshall Bell, Elizabeth Shue, Phoebe Stroll, and Skylar Astin. Elizabeth Shue, with kind of low billing, and an Arquette is in there somewhere.
Not 2008.
I'm sorry about the date switch, but you win no matter what.
Eight Lady Freaks.
Oh, that's a good choice. Yeah, that's a really good choice.
Hamlet 2.
I have a second.
Guy in the front row yelled it out. It's Hamlet 2.
Almost one.
Hamlet 2. Because Elizabeth Shue, that's a pretty good clue because she appears in it as herself.
I thought she'd be hired.
Oh, you thought you'd get it? She'd get hired really good?
Yeah.
All right. But you win anyway.
There you go.
I screwed up the dates, but also he was just, you know, he came up here like kind of in a daze just because he couldn't believe that you're so shitty at Lincoln Urbane. Graham Elwood, everybody! Oh my god, so I had so much fun here. Thank you to everybody at the, what's this place called? Firebird? What two random words that they put together and said, yes. Oh. What?
Funny bone!
Funny bone!
What are you yelling at me?
Funny bone!
Funny? I'm not going to say those words.
Bones are funny!
This is the Firebird. Yeah. It's not the blue bird. Quit it! You guys are terrible. Whatever this place is, I'm gonna come back because there's like an accounting office next door. I could get my taxes done, and then I could go out here and get raped. Because I came by this afternoon and there's just nobody around. I was like, God damn it, this is a rape or be raped situation.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.